Introduction. Church curriculum shapes the faith of children and youth, equipping the next generation to follow Christ. Yet, in countries like America and Europe, the commercial model creates barriers for many churches, especially in rural areas or developing countries. Providers like Go Curriculum, Lifeway, and Orange Curriculum produce high-quality materials, but their costs can exclude smaller congregations. The free market fuels innovation, but also paywalls, and in some cases, profit motives have led to theological missteps as seen in past critiques of Orange Curriculum. This post explores how churches acquire curriculum, the challenges of the current system, and a collaborative, biblically inspired solution to make high-quality resources freely accessible, ensuring every child encounters the gospel. The current landscape of church curriculum. Churches worldwide rely on curriculum for Sunday schools, children's ministries, youth groups, and vacation Bible schools. In major markets like America and Europe, commercial providers offer comprehensive resources tailored to various age groups. Key players include Go Curriculum, offers chronological Bible-driven lessons for Sunday school, kids' church, and vacation Bible school, with resources for preschoolers and elementary students. Lifeway Christian Resources provides doctrinally sound curricula for Sunday school and children's ministry, emphasizing biblical accuracy. Lifeway Research. Group Publishing delivers interactive lessons like Kids Own Worship for diverse ministry needs. Great Commission Publications, GCP, specializes in reformed, Bible-based materials like Show Me Jesus, with free samples available. Orange Curriculum impacts over 1 million children and teens annually across 10,000-plus churches with multimedia resources. These curricula include lesson plans, activities, videos, and digital tools, ensuring engagement and ease of use. However, their cost, often subscriptions or per-student fees, can be prohibitive for smaller churches or those in developing countries. Rural congregations in America or house churches in Africa may struggle to afford these resources, relying on outdated materials or none at all, creating a disparity where wealthier churches access top-tier curricula. The pitfalls of a free market model. The commercial model produces polished curricula that engage young learners. Companies like Go, Lifeway, Group, GCP, and Orange are led by passionate Christians committed to the gospel. However, the free market system introduces challenges that can hinder the church's mission. Limited accessibility. High costs exclude many churches, particularly in rural or developing regions. A small congregation in rural America or a church plant in Southeast Asia may lack the budget for a $200 to $500 annual subscription, limiting their ability to disciple children. This financial barrier contradicts the church's call to make disciples of all nations, Matthew 28, verse 19. Theological risks. Market pressures can lead to compromises in biblical accuracy. Orange Curriculum has faced criticism for prioritizing moral lessons over gospel truth. Elizabeth Urbanowicz of Foundation Worldview argues that Orange's materials proof text scripture, using 1 Samuel 17 to teach honoring others rather than God's covenant faithfulness, or the Book of Acts to emphasize resilience over the Holy Spirit's power, Foundation Worldview. Ken Ham of Answers in Genesis has called Orange's content vague and me-centered, Answers in Genesis. Orange's new leadership, appointed in April 2024, after a scandal involved Reggie Joyner and CEO Kristen Ivey, Charisma Magazine, is addressing these concerns, highlighting how profit motives can complicate a provider's mission. Financial burden on providers. Curriculum creators want to share their work freely. David Rausch of Go Curriculum has shared in online ministry communities that he offers scholarships and would provide Go to any church unable to afford it. However, free distribution would bankrupt the company due to high production costs, writers, designers, and technology. This tension forces providers to charge, locking transformative resources behind paywalls. As reported in Watchdog's Call Out Red Flags, in financial documents as curriculum group, Orange announces merger, the Roy's report, church has become big business, as noted by Bowen after reviewing curriculum ministry financials. This sobering reflection illustrates how even well-meaning ministries can find themselves entangled in the financial complexities and pressures of corporate models, pressures that may inadvertently shift focus from gospel generosity to sustainability and scalability. consumerism versus discipleship. The commercial model can mirror secular marketing, designing curricula to build brand loyalty rather than purely fostering discipleship. This risks shifting focus from spiritual growth to consumer retention, conflicting with the church's mission to freely share the gospel, Matthew 10, verse 8. The importance of high-quality curriculum. High-quality curriculum is a critical tool for discipling the next generation. Engaging, biblically sound, age-appropriate lessons can transform lives, fostering lasting faith. Curriculum writers do vital work, crafting materials that help children understand their identity in Christ. A lesson on the prodigal son, for example, can make God's grace tangible, encouraging lifelong faith commitment. However, the current system limits access to these resources, particularly for churches in developing countries or rural areas. The Global Church, with over 2.18 billion members, Pew Research Center, can address this by ensuring every child has access to gospel-centered teaching. A better way, collaborative, open-source curriculum. The solution is a community-supported approach where churches unite to make high-quality curriculum freely available. Providers like Go, Lifeway Group, GCP, and Orange are spreading the gospel, and Orange's new leadership is likely to correct past missteps. The free market, not their mission, is the issue. A hypothetical model for collaborative support. As an example, churches using Go curriculum could collectively fund its production as a shared ministry effort. For instance, pooling an estimated $500,000 annually, though the actual amount needed is unknown, could cover production costs. Congregations could contribute according to their means, enabling Go curriculum to create open-source resources accessible worldwide. This would support David Rausch's vision for accessibility, often expressed in online ministry discussions, without financially straining his organization. Such collaboration reflects biblical principles of generosity. Acts 2, 44-45. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Acts 4, 32-35. All the believers were one in heart and mind. There were no needy persons among them. Existing open source examples platforms demonstrate open source success. Life Church Open Network offers free sermons, graphics, and curriculum like the Bible app for kids, curriculum for preschoolers, and Connect for elementary students. Lessons.church, a free, versatile platform for discovering, managing, and distributing curriculum designed to support churches of all sizes. Ideal for those with limited budgets, it also offers robust distribution options for larger churches and organizations seeking to share open-source curriculum. Kids Enjoying Jesus. Kids Enjoying Jesus shares free, Christ-centered resources to engage and equip families and churches worldwide, supported by generous Christians and overseen by its sending church. For Ministry Resources Youth Series, a ministry of Leaders Following Christ, Inc., FMR offers free youth ministry curriculum, including sermon series, small group materials, and devotionals for your youth group. Thanks to the financial and strategic generosity of the LFC network, these resources are made available to empower and equip youth workers around the world. These platforms distribute high-quality curriculum digitally, reaching churches in rural America, urban Africa, or remote Asia. Expanding this model ensures every congregation can disciple children effectively. Practical steps. Churches can form a global network, create a coalition to fund open-source curriculum with contributions based on church size or budget. Partner with providers, work with Go, Lifeway, or group to transition to open-source, covering costs through collective giving. Leverage technology, use platforms like Lessons.church to distribute curricula, reducing costs and enabling customization. Encourage collaboration, invite writers and churches to share resources, fostering unity across denominations. This approach reflects the ethos of freely giving what was freely received, Matthew 10:8. Challenges and opportunities. Funding is the primary challenge. Curriculum development requires investment, and creators need support. However, the global church's size makes this feasible. If a fraction of 2.5 billion Christians contributed modestly, providers could produce open-source curricula without sales. The opportunities are transformative. Open-source curriculum would empower churches in developing countries and rural areas, strengthening the global church. It would foster unity across denominations and ensure every child has access to gospel-centered teaching. Conclusion: the commercial model produces remarkable resources, but also barriers. Providers like Go, Curriculum, Lifeway, Group Publishing, Great Commission Publications, and Orange Curriculum spread the gospel, and Orange's new leadership is realigning with biblical truth. However, the free market's paywalls limit access, particularly in rural or developing regions. The global church, with 2.18 billion members, can change this. By funding providers like Go, which offers scholarships, and expanding platforms like Life.Church Open Network and Lessons.Church, churches can make high-quality curriculum freely available, ensuring every child encounters the gospel. This collaborative approach reflects the early church's generosity and fulfills the call to disciple the next generation.